From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe led a minute of silence ceremony on Friday, one day after a suspected Islamist terrorist militant drove a van into crowds in Barcelona, killing at least 14 people and wounding others. VOA's Philip Alexio has the story.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed five suspected terrorists during the night and arrested three others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's a Finnish police officer saying that two were dead, six injured, and eight victims occurred during a stabbing rampage in a market square in the Finnish city of Turku on Friday. Police shot the suspect in the leg and then arrested him. They said they have yet to establish his identity, and the man appeared to be of foreign origin, and they have not established his motive. Seafood importers in the northeastern area of China took to the streets as they watched frozen product melt and trucks blocked from crossing the country's border with North Korea. This as Beijing began enforcing a new round of economic sanctions. In spite of public outcry at home, calls from abroad are urging China to play a bigger role in sanctioning Pyongyang amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. However, analysts say Beijing does not want to become a target for retaliation and lacks influence in North Korea, despite its long-standing ties with the isolated country. This is VOA News. Authorities in Sierra Leone say up to 450 bodies have been recovered following this week's torrential mudslides. Aid officials have estimated that at least 600 others are still missing 4 days after heavy storms caused the disaster. Andrew Kanasi survived the ordeal.
No water to drink. We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community.
Dr. Simeon Owis-Koroma said the government, who is the government's chief pathologist, said bodies that have been identified are being returned to loved ones for burials, but others too badly decomposed have been taken to a cemetery where Ebola victims were laid to rest in 2014 and 2015. Families of drug war victims demanded justice on Friday in the Philippines after 3 days of intensified police operations that have killed at least 80 people this week. Philippine presidential spokesperson Ernesto Abella denied allegations that the police have been executing suspects and defended the crackdown on street-level drug users.
That the president is very concerned in destroying, actually, the drug apparatus. And the objective in going even after street-level drug pushers is to degrade the community-based retail distribution network that will always fuel the drug trade, whoever is on top. In other words, it's a question of addressing the demand and supply.
Critics maintain that members of the Philippine National Police are executing suspects and say it is likely they have a hand in thousands of unsolved murders and drug users by mysterious vigilantes. The Philippine National Police deny the allegations. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term Friday after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent. He denies it.
Africa has no civilizational problems, only assets.
He also said he will continue to work for Rwandans with pride and honor. Breitbart News says Steve Bannon has returned to the website after leaving his position as President Donald Trump's chief strategist. The conservative news site says Bannon is back as its executive chairman and says he led an editorial meeting Friday evening. Bannon left Breitbart just a little over a year ago to join Trump's presidential campaign. For in-depth coverage, 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. You can also find updates on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following Voice of America. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.